Blog Talk Radio.
It's time for Breathe Again Magazine, the radio show. A moment of hope, inspiration, and solutions. Listen to real-life testimonies from women and men just like you who have gone from victim to victorious. Sit back, listen, connect in the chat room, and share the show with a friend. Here's your host, author, and motivational speaker, Nicole Cleveland.
Hey, hey, hey. Yes, it is Nicole Cleveland, author and host and founder of Breathe Again Magazine. I am here once again. I missed you guys. I wasn't here last Thursday because I was on vacation, but we'll get into that a little later. But we want to say that we come to you each week to encourage and inspire and motivate, and we come to you to bring you real-life testimonies of men and women that have gone through the fire, they've come out the fire, and they are ready to share their story with the next one. You know, I give God glory for everything that he's done in my life, everything that he is doing, and everything that he's going to do, and I count it an honor, and I count it a privilege that I get to be a connector. I connect the dots. I connect people that are suffering in secret with someone that has gone through what they are currently going through right now. And we don't want anyone to suffer alone. We don't want anyone to be out there thinking they're by themselves, thinking that they're the only ones that feel this way, they're the only ones that have cried these tears, the only one that's in this state that they're in, because nothing is new. Nothing is new under the sun. If they are going through it, or if you're going through it, somebody somewhere has gone through it as well, and they made it. So we know, guess what? We know you're going to make it too. Just hold on just a little while longer. I know it's easier said than done, honey, because I've been there. But hold on. I said trouble don't last always, and that's very cliche, but it's so true. They say joy comes in the morning, and it's so true. But it doesn't got to be the a.m. morning. It is whatever your morning is. It could be the next hour. It could be the next moment, but joy does come in the morning. God is so good, and he reveals himself over and over and over again to us. I just love him. I love the Lord because he first loved me. I love the Lord because I'm still here. I am here in my right mind. You know, I have activities of my limbs, articulation of my speech. I get to do what I love and love what I do. You know, I may not have everything that I want. I may not have everything that I need, but, you know, God is still keeping me, and he's molding me. And the process may hurt a little bit, because I'm still going through some processes, and we all are going through some processes. But, you know, when we get out of that process, I tell you, he's making us who he wants us to be. He is just really just taking that thing that's on the inside of us, removing it, but letting us grow in the midst of it. So I just don't want to go through. I want to grow through. I don't know if that's you too, but that is me. I want to grow through. So to God be the glory. Last week I was on vacation, and honey, let me tell you, it was a vacation that was needed. We went away. I laid on the beach. I had alone time. Them kids drove me crazy. But you know what? It was needed. I unplugged. I really got my head together, got some things straight. And it's good to walk away. It really is good to walk away, because you can get overwhelmed in the busyness of being busy and doing good work. You know, we do good work. We're doing things, and sometimes it's not coming as fast as it should be coming, and sometimes we get overwhelmed and frustrated, but we know we're not supposed to be weary and well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. Don't faint, my sisters. Don't faint, my brothers. Get away. Just step away. You know, if you can't go on vacation, step away for a moment. Step away for a day. It doesn't mean you have to go somewhere. Just remove yourself from that moment, you know. But God is so good. So that is well needed, well needed. My encouragement, I come to you every week. I'm going to name this encouragement moment or something that I do each show, because I come and I give you a nugget. Could be something that, you know, the Lord dropped in my spirit during prayer time, my early morning devotions. It could be something I read, something I posted, something I wrote. But today is going to be a scripture. And that scripture is Proverbs 11:25. And NIV reads, a generous man will prosper. He who refreshes others will himself be refreshed. I don't know if you need to be refreshed, but I need to be refreshed. And when we give to others, and it doesn't even have to be money. It does not have to be just money, because sometimes we don't have it to give to somebody else. But if you give of your time, if you give of your talent, if you give up something of yourself, if you give a listening ear, sometimes it's just a listening ear, a hug, you know, a kiss to somebody, you know, just a visit, a phone call, an email. You know, when you are giving generously, God gives back to you. So keep on giving, not just money, but keep on giving of yourself to others. And people think that you're supposed to just give to those in authority. It is blessed to do that, but, you know, we are also rewarded when we give one to another, to each other, to your brother, to your sister, you know, just bless them as well. So to God be the glory for my little encouragement nugget. So that is all. That is all. So let's get into the show. Let's get into the show. I'm excited, excited. Y'all know that's my buzzword. I'm excited because I'm talking about overcoming sexual abuse. Not that I'm excited that it happened to me, but I'm excited that I get to help somebody else that has gone through and may still be there struggling with that issue. Recently, I did a 3-day teleseminar, Breathe Again, sponsored it, hosted it, and we had several sponsors. And it was a 3-day teleseminar with four survivors of childhood sexual abuse. And the first one was Deborah Davis. She is the author of My Daddy, the Devil, and Me. Phenomenal story. I mean, just mind-blowing. You just have to listen to it to understand her story. I was explaining it to someone just yesterday, and their eyes were just wide open. But Deborah was actually in a relationship with her father for 21 years. And, I mean, they were in a relationship, sort of like boyfriend and girlfriend. They lived together, and he used the Bible on her that said that she was supposed to lay with him. And they did that for 21 years, and it just was very dysfunctional and very out of sort. And she just didn't know that that was something that you weren't supposed to do. And that people in, you know, people are so quick to judge because, you know, first, when I first heard the story, I was like, how did she not know that that was wrong? But when you're in the midst of something, you just don't know. You think that it's right, you know. The enemy has a way of tricking us, going down this path that everybody around us will know that they are going down a dead road, but the person that's in it just can't see it, that it's a black hole and it's about to swallow you up, you know. I've been there, done that, been in sin, and thinking that I was all the way right, and everybody around me was like, what is wrong with her? But, you know, when you're in it, you're in it, and you think that you know what you're talking about, but we know. We're not supposed to think on our own devices, in our own minds. We're supposed to lean, trust, and depend on the Lord. But that was our first blessing for the evening, Deborah Davis. And our second blessings were John and Charlene Donaldson and their phenomenal couple. John is a product of rape. His mother was raped and had him, and he did not find out that he was a product of rape until, I believe, he was about 39, 40 years old. And then Charlene, his wife, was a victim of childhood sexual abuse, and her story is mind-blowing as well, because she talked about, you know, she carried the entire sexual abuse into her marriage, and so she did not want her husband to touch her because of that. She never really healed from that sexual abuse, so she talked about that, and John talked about how, as a man, you are to minister to your wife that's still dealing with those nightmares and being tormented by that spirit of her childhood. So that was a phenomenal night. And then the third night was me, myself. I was the blessing for that evening. And yes, I do count myself as a blessing because God said I'm a blessing. I was a blessing for the evening. And that I came out with my story. And today we're going to talk a little bit about my story because I interview so many people and I've interviewed victims of childhood sexual abuse and overcomers and survivors all the time, but I really never got into my story. So I really came out and was real and raw, and you really have to listen to the actual CD to understand it. So, but today we have on the line with us as well, we have one of our sponsors, you know, because we had four phenomenal sponsors of the actual teleseminar, and I bless God for those that connect with me, support those that support you, and I just want to shout out all four: Soul Prosperity, you know, Yvette Allen Tatum. She's the author of I Didn't Know, Identifying, Confronting, and Overcoming Child Sexual Abuse, and H.P. Hunter, H.P. Virginia Gospel Showcase. That is sponsored by God's Anointed Touch Ministries, and that is LaQuinla and Ernest Hunter out of Windsor, Virginia. They were the sponsors for the evening. And today I have Sabrina Roslin. Let me get her name. I'm always messing people's names up and chopping their names all the way up. So then she's got three names. Okay, Sabrina Fisher Rowland. She's the founding executive director of Blessed Gems. It's a nonprofit organization specifically dedicated to empowering women with the ability to see their value and move beyond pressing situations. And I bless God for Sabrina because we met basically online. She reached out to us, and we just connected. We have similar ministries and similar spirits. And so she joined with us and was a sponsor as well. And I have her on the line because I really want to chat with her about Blessed Gems and why she became a sponsor of God Did It, Overcoming Sexual Abuse, Rape, and Molestation. So, Sabrina, are you there?
Yes, I am. Thank you for having me, Nicole. It's an honor.
Oh, it's a blessing. It's a blessing. I just bless God for you and what you're doing in the community and what you're doing online and your heart. Talk a little bit about who you are. Who is Sabrina?
Well, I came from Bishopville, South Carolina, a small town girl with just a great heart to do for others. And in some instances, what I felt was not done for me when I was growing up and going through my issues. I'm also a victim of, but a survivor and victorious over child sexual abuse myself.
Amen.
I had a cousin who thought that I was his experiment. He was able to experiment sexually on me so that I guess he would be prepared for the real world.
Right.
And I never told anyone. And then when I did find the courage to tell, I told another cousin, and he decided, well, if one is already doing it, then it's free for me to try it as well. So it caused me to become silent and what was going on with me, because even when I reached out to tell someone about it, that person used it for their advantage.
Right. And, go ahead.
What really blessed my soul was on day two, when the speaker said, God can heal you to where you don't feel the pain of the issue again. Yeah. And I kind of paraphrased what she said, but it blessed me because I never had the opportunity to go to my parents or anyone else, any other adult, to tell them what was going on with me. But later on in life, when I dealt with those issues, it was me and God. Yeah. And God was able to heal that hurt place, that place that made me not feel like a woman, or and to experiment out in the world later on in life with different avenues and things that I picked up along the way. But God was able to heal that, and I didn't have to go to man, and I just bless God for that, because I never had to reveal that to anyone else to where they can use it for their advantage, and God got all the glory for the healing.
Amen, amen. Now, you have come out about it since then. How was the reaction? What was the reaction from your family members?
Well, it's kind of when I was growing up, and I'm sure you grew up in the same era that I did, what happens in my house stays in my house. Why are you bringing up this
right.
stuff now? It's old. And if you say that God has healed you like God has healed you, then why is it something that you need to tell or make someone feel bad about now? And like I told them, so many women, and you've said it too, so many women, so many people suffer in silence, and we're suffering right next to another female who's suffering in silence, next to another female that's suffering in silence, and there comes a time when we have to break the cycle of silence so that someone else can get healed, because everybody can't go the avenue of allowing God to heal them whole, where they might need that sister friend sitting beside them saying, it's okay, I've been there, I understand.
Yeah, you hit it right there, Sabrina, because there are so many individuals that are sitting next to another individual that is sitting next to another individual that is silent. They're not talking about it. They're not saying what has gone on, and it's really tormenting them inside. And that's the reason that I found it, Breathe Again, because when I was going through what I went through, not even the sexual abuse, not dealing with that, it was another issue with the infidelity. You know, I knew people around me had gone through it, but no one would say it. No one would say, hey, baby, this is how I made it. This is how, it's going to be okay, blah, 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 blah. So therefore, I maybe because of shame, because of their own reasons, but I needed someone to reach out to me. I needed someone to say, this is how I made it. I did boom, 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 and boom. And so there was none of that. So it is very important for us to step up and say, hey, it did happen. It is what it is. Now we move on and we heal and we help others.
Yes, absolutely. And while our ministries and our life path has gone down some similar things, because I too was married to someone who infidelity, whereas you and your husband, which I just thank you for being an example of being able to overcome that and still have a solid relationship, whereas mine dissipated. So, but it took me talking to someone else to say, okay, baby, it's all right to feel how you feel, to go through what you go through, to have your angry moments, to just allow yourself to go through the process. And you may be able to work it out, and you might not, but just carry God with you the whole way. And I deepened my relationship with God through the pain that I've gone through. And then once I went through the pain, I said I never wanted my pain to be in vain and to be for nothing. So I have to tell someone. I have to have a platform where I'm able to share what I went through so someone else won't sit there and do like I did and get in a corner and cry herself to sleep several nights a week or find Tylenol PM or Excedrin PM so you can relax your body enough to where it can go to sleep.
Oh, you too, honey? Okay. Right.
I ended up loving the way, and I had to pray that off too, because when I started taking Excedrin PM, I used to love the spiral feel. It was like you were falling down the rabbit hole. And once you hit the rabbit hole, you were out and you were asleep. And then it was like, oh, you wake up the next day and the problem is still there, yet you slept. Your body had a chance to kind of relax out for that moment.
Then
I noticed I was taking it. I went from taking it once or twice a week to every night. If I don't have that rabbit hole feeling, I feel like I haven't really slept.
Right. You're so true. And I understand it all too well, because in the midst of when I was going through and my husband did leave, you know, they were my best friends, because it was panic, it was anxiety, and it was the PM pills. And so they were my source when Jesus was supposed to be my source. But I know that now, so we go through and then we grow through. So talk to me a little bit about Blessed Gems. I'm excited about Blessed Gems. Tell me about why you founded it. What's the mission?
My mission is to reach anyone who is going through their pain and to walk beside them, give them resources, help them out, point them in the right direction, and just let them know that whatever it is you're going through, you're not by yourself. There is someone somewhere that's going through the same thing. And even if I have to connect you with someone who understands your specific problem because you think I can't identify with you, then I want to be that vehicle, that vessel that gets that woman there. So she has that hand holding, mentoring that sister friend that says, it's okay, I'm going to help you, or I'm there, or you can call me at 1, 2 o'clock in the morning and have that voice on the phone.
Right.
What happened for me was about a year and a half ago, more like 2 years ago, I was going through the pains of life of divorcing and figuring out how am I going to survive as Sabrina and not Sabrina Ann. Mm-hmm. And I remember my car broke down. I was in Virginia. I was making a turn, and my car broke down in the middle of the highway. And I just saw all the people still moving and acting like nothing happened to them. And they were angry because I broke down in the road. Like, that's what I wanted
right.
to do.
Right.
So I got home, and after a friend of mine, she helped me, her and her husband, they came and made sure I got home safe. And I was so frustrated, and I was so angry with God. And I said, you could have stopped this. And me and him had this very, 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 very angry talk, with me being the one angry, of course.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And we had this, I was just sitting there and I was telling you could have stopped this, you know, all this stuff is going wrong in my life and here I am trying to do my best and be my best for you, and yet you let my car break down in the middle of the road, of all things. I need my car. You know this more than I do. And then again, I was still focused on the wrong stuff. I was focused on the material things and the small things in life that really doesn't matter at the end of the day.
Right.
And then my health was attacked, and then I realized that, Lord, you could have took the car, just make sure I'm healthy.
Right, exactly, right. I take that one back, okay.
Yeah, I'll take that back. You can have the car. Just let my body be well. And I ended up going to the emergency room several times in order to get my body back in line. But what I realized that I hadn't gone back and solved my angry moment with God. And when I went back and apologized and got that in order, then things started to work better for me. And a lot of things started turning. And with the turnaround, Blessed Gems was born. It was like, okay, you've been through this. You started over several times. You've been through it. So you know how women feel on that end. You also understand what it feels like to start over. You know what it feels like to love God. You know what it feels like to be angry with God. You know what it feels like to reconnect with God. So what are you going to do with this?
Right. Because we don't go through for ourselves. I always tell people that you're going through right now, and it may hurt right now. It doesn't feel good right now. It doesn't even feel like you're going to come out. But it's not for you. You're not that special. It's for the next person. I've had to tell myself that, because every time we go through, because it's not just the one thing, it's not the second thing, it's going to be 3, 4, 5, 6 other things. And when we go through, he's just building our testimony up, because we're going to come in contact with someone that's assigned to us, and we're going to have to tell the story.
Absolutely. And when I started walking in the fact that, you know, this is what I was going to do, Blessed Gems was going to become the vehicle that I was going to use in order to reach out and reach people and motivate people, inspire people through my testimony and my life, God just brought people out of the woodwork. It was like, this person here, and not just people who needed the help, but people who wanted to help. It was
right.
Like, okay, you got this. This sounds great. And how can I be a part of it? Or how can I help? What do you need? Will you have a Blessed Gems Center in my state? Or will I be able to contact you through however? And it's just been a blessing to see God move in such a powerful way where we're able to touch lives and let those know that you are not alone. You are not alone. You're not the, and like my mom used to tell me, sweetie, you're not the first. You're not the last
right.
that don't go through it. So, as you said, don't count yourself special because there
right.
is someone that's going through that very same instance right now.
Yeah. And it truly, if we think about it, though, we've been chosen. We've been chosen to endure what we are enduring, have endured, because he had confidence in us. God had confidence in us that we wouldn't go through, come out, hold on to it. He has entrusted us to tell the story, and we are mandated to help somebody else and tell the story.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, we're going to take a quick break. I love, and you know, we're just having a dialogue, and I appreciate your transparency. I bless God for what you're doing. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, I want you to give your contact information. So don't go away, listeners. We'll be right back.
Are you suffering in secret? Do you feel like you're alone and no one knows how you feel? The Bible says we overcome by the power of our testimony. The problem is no one is telling the real testimony. I have found a place that knows exactly how I feel. Real women with real issues, sharing how they overcame, and so can you. Subscribe to Breathe Again Magazine today. www.breatheagainmagazine.com.
Hi, this is Smitty Smith, River City Blues Realty, inviting you to purchase a home with as little as $500 of your own money, while taking advantage of up to $42,000 of down payment grant funds. Visit our website, rvahomegrants.com. Again, that's rvahomegrants.com, and check out our NSP homes. And while you're there, look at our other homes in Richmond, Henrico, and Chesterfield. Again, rvahomegrants.com. It's your move.
Amen. Thank you so much for joining us today. I just want to take some time and thank our special guest, Sabrina. She's on the line. She is the executive founder of Blessed Gems. It's a nonprofit organization, and she's been talking about her story of overcoming sexual abuse and why she founded Blessed Gems. You know, Sabrina, Breathe Again is a moment of hope, inspiration, and solutions. We talk about what happened, but we also want to give some solutions. So I want you right now to minister to someone for about 30 to 45 seconds that may have just went through a divorce, that may feel all alone. And I already know that there are people, there are subscribers to Breathe Again that are going through that right now, and they feel like they're by themselves. They have to start over. They've moved out of state, and they're trying to get themselves together. So I want you to minister to them because they're having a rough time right now.
Absolutely. And what I would say to them is, and this too shall pass. But while it's passing, allow yourself to feel every emotion, because you can talk to people sometime and they'll tell you, oh, you should have been over that by now, or why do you feel like that? Don't allow them to speak that to you, but allow yourself to feel your emotions. If you're angry, be angry. If you're happy, be happy. If you want to smile, cry, or whatever, do those things, because when you get to the other side, you're not carrying those emotions with you. So you want to go through it while it's your time to go through it. So when you're finished that process, you can walk with your head held high, and you don't have to worry about having to revisit something that God already brought you through.
Amen. Amen. Good advice. Good advice. Good word. Now, Sabrina, give the listeners your contact information. How can they reach you? What's your website address?
My website is www.blessedgems.org, and that's BLESSEDGEMS.org. And I can also be found on Facebook, which is facebook.com/blessedgems1. That's the number one. And I'm also on Twitter, which is twitter.com/blessedgems1.
Amen, amen. Well, it was a joy having you on the show. We're going to have you back. And, again, I bless God for your transparency. I love what you're doing with Blessed Gems. And we are just like-minded individuals, so I'm so glad that our paths have crossed. So listeners, you know what? Thank you so much for hanging out with us today. You could have been anywhere on the internet. You could have been listening to anything, but you chose to hang out with us at Breathe Again to listen to us. I hope you were encouraged, inspired, and motivated by our guest today and by the story today. And you know what? Check out the God Did It series. We didn't get into a lot of that today, but you know what? God did it. Overcoming sexual abuse, rape, and molestation. If he did it for us, he will definitely do it for you. Go to breatheagainmagazine.org, click the God Did It little button, and it will tell you how you can get access to the MP3 downloads. Again, God bless you, and I never, ever say goodbye. I always say until next time. So God bless you, and have a super fabulous evening.